Well, it's a Friday morning, the beginning of a weekend. Well, I'm looking for those who actually the teachers, the police. I'm going to look up for my friends that are police and teachers. And you know why I'm looking for, I'm looking up for you today. So make sure that you know your phones are on. A very good morning to you, Namibia. Good morning, my dear listener. Welcome to Eagle FM. So thanks for joining us this morning. It's Friday morning, the 20th of June, 2025. So welcome to Unpacking the Day. My name is Mike Oshoveli, and you are tuned into the show, where we dive deep into the stories, event, and issues that shape our world. So this show is all about breaking down the headlines, exploring the context behind the news, and understanding how it impacts our lives. So whether it is the latest development in politics, business, culture, or social issues, we are here to make sense of it all together. So, but it is not just about us doing the talking. It's about you. Share your thought, opinion, and perspective, and on the topics that matter most to you. So this is your space to unpack the headlines and get to the heart of the stories. So if you're just joining us, our time is about 36 minutes past the hour of 7, and you are tuning Unpacking the Day on Eagle FM. So today, as I said, is the 20th of June. So let's see in our segment four, on this day in Africa. So on this day in Africa, on the 20th of June, what happened? What key significant event that took place on this day in Africa? So on the 20th of June, 1960, the Mali Federation was now a union of French Sudan, the modern day Mali, and Senegal. That was the Mali Federation. So, well, it declared full independence from France with Modibo Keita as its leader. So, the Mali Federation, though the Federation actually dissolved shortly after, after the independence, Mali and Senegal became independent state, marking a major wave of, decolonization on the continent. So, all right. On the 20th of June, 1988, the apartheid government under P.W. Botha introduced the Constitutional Development Bill, proposing an advisory council to include black representations. So an advisory council black representation. It was a limited reform initiative at the twilight of Botha's era, preceding more meaningful changes under his successor, F.W. de Klerk. So, on the 20th of June, it's also the June 20th, is internationally recognized as a World Refugee Day. Today is recognized as a World Refugee Day, a day established by the United Nations to honor refugees around the globe and raise awareness about their plight. So in Africa, this day is also observed as Africa Refugee Day, highlighting the continent's ongoing challenges and commitments regarding displaced population and refugees' rights. So today is a World Refugee Day, and so let's remember those are displaced, especially because of conflict, of war, and maybe disasters as well. Yeah. So, yeah, today, let's remember those are not, you know, those millions and millions of people that are displaced because of conflicts and war in those regions, especially in Africa. So World Refugee Day, African Refugee Day today. Yeah. So, well, that's all what we have in that segment of on this day in Africa. So Friday, June the 20th, what is our thought for the day? The strongest person among men is not he who fights everyone, but is he who controls his anger. The strongest person among men is not he who fights everyone, but is he who controls his anger. So the Proverbs means that true strength is not measured by physical power or the ability to confront or fight others, but by the ability to manage and regulate one's emotion, especially anger. So the proverb emphasizes emotional self-control and wisdom over impulsive aggression, so suggesting that controlling anger requires greater inner strength and leads to better outcome than engaging in constant conflict. So in essence, the proverb teaches that mastering one's temper and responding calmly in difficult situations is a sign of real strength and maturity. So whereas giving in to anger can lead to harm and loss of control. So that's our thought of the day, that men, the strongest person among men is not he who fights everyone, but it's he who controls his anger. Hopefully that helps you to control and manage your aggressive emotion today, and master your temper and respond calmly in difficult situations. So that's our thought of the day. So stay tuned. When we come back, we get into our first item on the show.
Great news. Impa just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Omutiha utekirwa kaguna ii matina omjo. Chikawa shafaa sana nana nongeshifa ya ishiwite moshiwana. Iye moya o, ota ingongo tisa mwene. Anangeshifa ya Namibia, ombitombwa na wa oronjika. Seisa nina omayakuro nirandi toma yoe, yongeshifa yoe okupitira mo Eagle FM Media House. Ngoe tuende tuimemeha uka kombanga nina. Kara omkwashi pareki uimopo yomo programa zetu. Moambo lengera selma kodara heta tuimu. Datu ndatu heari hamano tano o niyaji. Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back, and thanks for joining us. this morning, and thanks for making Eager FM your number one choice to be in your company this very morning. All right, around eight o'clock, we will contact our guests. Today we will have a guest to discuss the Commonwealth that is taking place. Just give us to look at some of the what opportunity this summit create for Namibia's small businesses. What economic opportunities this summit actually offer to Namibia. So we will look at that. And in the meantime, we got about 15 minutes before that. I think quickly maybe look at today. Today is Friday, and the villages edition, the villages edition of Friday is out already. It's and if you haven't subscribed, please make sure that you do that. What you do is actually send a WhatsApp message with your name and number, with your email and number, to 081-241-44. So do that, and then you'll be subscribed to receive the villager on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So today's one is out already. So if you haven't done that, just do that already. So yeah, maybe quickly looking at one of the story there. Namibia actually is missing AI strategy, and we we are falling behind. So now artificial intelligence or AI is changing the game globally, and Africa is no exception at all. So, but there is a problem. A problem is that Namibia seem to be sitting on the sideline. We seem to be sitting on the sideline. So this is a story. This story comes from today's edition of The Villager, an article by Nilu Nanye Petrus, titled Namibia's Absent in Africa's AI Integration. So make sure that you, as I said, make sure that you subscribe so that you get, so that you'll be able to read for yourself some of this incredible stories, very educational and informative stories that we found in today's edition. So the story is highlighting how countries like Nigeria, Kenya, and Ghana are racing ahead with AI strategies, while Namibia haven't even entered the conversation. So we haven't even entered the conversation. So we are going to break this down, talk about what is at stake for us, and ask the big question: are we missing the boat on technology revolutions that could transform our lives? So are we? So let's get into it. So, all right, let's start with the basics. What is the issue here? All right. So the article points out that while Africa's nations like Nigeria, Kenya, or Ghana, or South Africa are rolling out national AI strategies, think roadmap for using AI in healthcare, education, agriculture, you name it. So Namibia doesn't have one. You know, think of those roadmaps for you to now to use AI in those areas, in those sectors. So Namibia haven't got one. Zip, nada. No official plan to guide how we adopt this technology. So there's no guide. So the strategy that has been launched the other time is not official. It's not official. Okay. So we don't have, at this point in time, we have nada, zip, nothing. All right. So there's nothing guiding us how to adopt this this tech. So now AI is not just a sci-fi robot or chatbot like ChatGPT. So it's not just about that. It's you have to think in terms of it's about using smart system. You know, this is a smart system to solve real problems. You understand? So when we talk, we're not just talking about this chatbot, you know? So we're talking about this as a smart system to solve real problems like diagnosing diseases faster, okay? Helping farmers predict weather, you know, or making business run smoother. So that's what it's all about. And here is an example. So the Health Ministry, Namibia, recently floated the idea of putting AI-enabled diagnostic tools in ambulances. So sounds cool. Eh? Sounds cool. So, but the Sony Enrapish, I don't know whether that's how it's pronounced. Sony Enrapish, Rupesh, yeah. Sony Enrapish, and AI analyst and co-founder of Facilitate Namibia, say this is not really AI empowered ambulance in the Hollywood tense. It's not. So they are using basic tools to help paramedics actually make a better calls. So it's not really that. It is, you know, AI empowered ambulances. So that's a start, but it's not enough. So without a really bigger plan, these efforts are like puzzles pieces with no picture to guide them. So this Enrapish, you know, says it said it best. They say that things are happening in silos. So they are happening in silos. So the government is doing one thing, the private sector is doing another, and what happened to the startups? Yeah? So they are lost, not knowing the rules of the game. So yeah. Now let's compare notes with our African counterparts. Nigeria dropped its national AI strategy in 2024, and it's a big deal. It's really a big deal. It's got plans for building talent, setting ethical rules, boosting digital infrastructures, and using AI in health, agriculture, and education. So they are aiming to be Africa's AI center, you know? So aligned with the global goal like the UN Sustainable Development Goals. So they really deliberately engaging or putting up rules and strategies to enhance the use of this technology in health, in agriculture, and in education. No, Kenya. So Kenya is not slacking either. So they have got this platform called Mtiba. The Mtiba, which actually uses AI to streamline health insurance claims. So it's streaming health life insurance claims. It also then used to catch fraud and make healthcare cheaper. So it make healthcare cheaper. Some plans cost as little as 500 Kenya shilling a month. That's about Kenya shilling. Let me see. Kenya shilling. So that's about $100. So Kenya also team up with the UN and Italy for an AI hub for sustainable development. So there are things that are going on. And when it comes to Ghana got the AgriPredict, an app helping farmers actually predict weather and also crop diseases. So you see, And South Africa, also is using AI to boost manufacturing. And Namibia, we are not even on the list. We are not even on the list. So why does this really matter? So I always ask that question. So I think it matters because AI is like it's a tool that can super change how we solve problems. If that sounds good. So yeah, it's supercharge how we solve problems, but it needs direction. So it needs our direction. So and without national strategy, and that's where now this national strategy comes in. So Namibia risk becoming a consumer. We are risk actually becoming a consumer of AI, not a creator. So we just consume what other people have produced rather than create. So that means we would be buying technology built elsewhere, at like what we do at the moment, built somewhere elsewhere, trained on data that it doesn't reflect our reality, and it doesn't reflect our people, doesn't reflect our environment, or even our needs. You know, so that we risk to become that consumer of AI, of that of what other people have created. And this Andrew Pesh put it blindly, you can't develop, quote unquote, you can't develop a reliable AI without data. And unquote. So, and right now, Namibia doesn't have enough local data sets to train AI system that work for us. So think about it. If we are using AI trained on America or Europe, that on Europe or American data, it might not understand Namibian's language, you know? And I mean how we speak. It may not understand, you know, Namibian's diseases or farming challenges. And that's a problem. So that's actually a problem. So, and you know, if we talk about what the implication that has, so if we don't get our act together, we could fall behind economically. AI is expected to add $1.2 trillion to Africa economy by 2030. So that is a 5.6% boost to a continent's GDP. So countries with strategies like Nigeria, Kenya, South Africa are positioning themselves to grab a piece of that pie already. So they're already positioning themselves to grab that piece of pie. Nigeria is building an AI research hump. Kenya is cutting healthcare costs, as we have seen, as the example I've seen. Ghana is helping farmers. So if Namibia stays silent, so we might end up importing expensive technology while our own innovators, you know, struggle without support. So jobs, growth, solutions, you know, yeah, job, growth, solution to our problems, they could all slip away. So if we are not doing anything. So we're going to look at that. I think I'm going to come back to this after my our guest. Let's get in touch with our guest and see if we can get hold of him. And then we may come back to this after interview. So stay tuned.
Great news. Impa just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of IMBA? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything IMBA has to offer at an unbeatable price. IMBA, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Welcome to Eagle FM. And if you're just joining us, good morning to you. It's Friday. I hope it's not too cold wherever you find yourself this morning. Well, Namibia is hosting the Commonwealth Business Summit, marking the first time in its history that the all-important summit is being held outside London in the United Kingdom. So welcoming the gathering, Namibia's Minister of International Relations and Trade, Selma Shipala Mousavi, challenged the member state actually to seize investment opportunities in our energy, in our mining, in our agriculture, digital innovation, even in the blue economy. So she's pointing to a promise of $2 trillion in intra-Commonwealth trade by 2030. Big numbers, big ambitions. So, but here's what I want to know. When that money start flowing, who really wins? Our SMEs, women entrepreneurs, and our innovative young minds, will they be at the table? Or do the deep pocket multinationals walk off with all the spoils? So to unpack this, I'm joined by economist Lifa Nobanda this morning. So good morning, Mr. Nobanda, and welcome to Unpacking the Day.
Good morning, and thank you for hosting me. And we'll try and unravel this interesting business summit, the first being hosted in Africa, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. So now this is the first time, and this probably that's my question now is, what economic benefit does hosting a Commonwealth Business Summit brings to Namibia for the first time? Because this is for the first time in Namibia, in Africa. So any benefits that it brings to Namibia?
Yes. I mean, look, firstly, it's quite strategic that they've chosen Namibia.
Mm.
It gives you a bit of an insight and also a preview that the world is actually watching Namibia, and Namibia is becoming a strategic partner in regards to economic development.
Yeah.
And this is quite important because it also boosts our business opportunities. There's also the advantages of foreign direct investments within the member states of the Commonwealth bloc, and also the tourism sector as well.
Yeah.
So this is quite big, and I think we should really capitalize on this opportunity that we've been given.
Yeah. So you're mentioning opportunities. Since this is actually for the first time in Africa, so what kind of opportunity do you think this summit open up for Namibia and maybe just go into a little bit deeper into that, and for other African countries as well?
Yes, well, we're talking of strengthening intra-Commonwealth trade
yeah.
and investments. And I mean, if you look at the current economic situation that we're going through, I mean, globally, with the tariff wars and also with the African free trade area, it becomes very vital that we capitalize on this. In regards to the objectives and the aims aligned to the Commonwealth Business Summit, you know, empowering of women, the empowerment of small, medium enterprises. This is very critical, especially for African states, which are member states of the Commonwealth bloc. By the way, there are 19 states, African states, that are members. And we need to start driving entrepreneurship and involving women in the participation of our economy.
Yeah.
So I would like to believe that this summit is really going to capture that and see how, you know, the Commonwealth and African states can synergize and find ways and means to go through with the resilience of this, you know, tariff wars and the economic instability that we're currently facing.
Do we have to wait this kind? Do we have to wait this kind of platform actually to start, especially for intra continental trade? Do we have to wait for this kind of meeting for us to really start maybe looking at this more seriously?
You know, unfortunately, the critics of the Commonwealth have viewed the organization as a mere talk shop. And we are in a situation right now, economically, where we have two superpowers, the United States and China, fighting over tariff wars. China has strategically made a move by removing all tariffs for African countries.
Yeah.
And you look at the United States, which is still in negotiation in terms of the tariff percentages that they're going to increase for countries globally. And this is a time for pragmatism. It's time for results oriented solutions. We cannot afford to be waiting for situations like this, because things are happening quite swiftly. Decisions are being made at a very, very rapid pace, especially from the two superpowers.
Yeah.
So this summit should have some conclusive deliberations and results that can be implemented, such that the benefits can also help Africa and the rest of the Commonwealth state members.
Yeah. So I have read. I can't remember what is the report that I have read, and it says that, you know, sub-Saharan Africa actually have a small percentage of share of the foreign direct investment compared to the rest of regions in the world. So what are the main challenges investors face when I'm talking now specifically when it comes to Namibia, but also to the African market? What are the challenges they face when they enter the Namibian market?
You know, one of the issues faced is bureaucratic red tape. We need to find efficient and seamless ways to cut the red tape, such that people are able to invest and start businesses. Namibia has done very well, I think, in terms of BIPA. BIPA has really played a significant role in business registrations. And we have also seen that our institutions as well have improved in the efficiency of trying to encourage foreign direct investments and business opportunities in the country. So it's critical that even the rest of the African states, sub-Saharan Africa, really work on their bureaucracy such that we are able to attract as many investors as we can. In regards to Namibia, it's getting interesting because we have three mega projects that are coming up. We have the hydrogen project, the solar, and we are currently dealing with the oil exploration. And this is going to attract a lot of business interests and a lot of foreign direct investments. And it becomes quite imperative on how we deal with our bureaucracy and how we deal with working and capitalizing on these opportunities that come with the the abundance of resources that we have, not just in Africa, but in Namibia too.
Mm. Yeah, maybe the it's also looking at how do we because when we have do we create really environment that that attract investors or and what are the institutions we have, like the institution like the NIPDB, the NSCCI, and NALOBA, all this, how do these actually organizations, institutions, help to overcome some of these challenges?
Well, their main role is to facilitate in terms of the business opportunities and also to help Namibian citizens as well.
Mm.
And also to synergize with foreign investors as well. So they are quite critical in that role because this is the first point of contact that young aspirant entrepreneurs will face, business people will also come across.
Yeah.
So they play a very, very critical role. And like I said, you know, we have managed to institutionalize ourselves in a manner that is attractive with these institutions that are able then to facilitate and synergize and also work with the bigger, bigger blocks like Commonwealth, the African Free Trade Agreement. So they are quite critical in that sense because they are also the first point of call. And once one is able to then establish themselves, it then becomes easier then to now enter the market and find opportunities that are beneficial, not just for businesses, but also for citizens.
Yeah. So the summit highlighted the importance of SMEs. And we talked about women entrepreneurs and youth in driving the economic growth. So what specific policies or initiatives can Namibia actually implement to ensure this group are central to its economic agenda?
Right. I think what's critical is the need for venture capital. This is very important. If we're going to be supporting small medium enterprises and micro small medium enterprises and involve more women in the participation of the economy, if there's a desire and there's a need that capital, venture capital be there because people need capital to start businesses.
Yeah.
Currently, we have only one visible institution, which is the Development Bank of Namibia.
Mm.
However, we don't have venture capital. We don't have what is termed business angels, institutions or organizations that are willing to pour into these initiatives.
Yeah.
Now, this is where the Commonwealth can really capitalize on this and probably create an economic bloc that can support these initiatives, supporting women businesses, supporting small, medium enterprises. Not only does it give an advantage to the Commonwealth, but it also boosts economic development, not just for Namibia, but for member states of the Commonwealth bloc. So this is a critical opportunity and an imperative one for the Commonwealth to find ways and means of really financially supporting SMEs and women businesses. And if they capitalize on this, it will most likely give them a much better perspective on what the way forward is in terms of not just promoting businesses, but also being able to be a buffer in the economic space as we are dealing with the issues of the tariff wars and the economic and geopolitics that we are currently facing.
Yeah. Would this be then something that we look maybe within Namibia ourselves? We look into you mentioned about venture capitals. Is that something that our own, let's say for example, is that our own bank could be able to create those initiatives, or is something that can be also created within this network of Commonwealth?
It can be created within the network of the Commonwealth. These are one of the aims of this business summit, to encourage and to promote women participation and small medium enterprises. So within the Commonwealth Club, the opportunity is actually there because we do not have that kind of initiative. Mm. And this will then most likely capitalize and help the economy grow. In regards to Namibia...
Quickly, just hold on. We will have a quick call, commercial, and we'll be back. Yeah.
Need lightning fast internet? Broadcast has you covered. The network Namibia relies on. Whether for business or pleasure, Paratus' cutting-edge technology ensures both reliable and speedy internet connectivity. We exist to serve your needs through our high-quality network and pride ourselves in offering client service excellence. Connect to Paratus today. Visit us online at paratus.africa/Namibia or call us on 083-300-1000.
All right, welcome back. Yeah, so you just finished the point you were making, yeah.
Yes, in regards to DBN.
Yeah.
We have DBN and we have the government. And the government should support and play a crucial role in venture capital and involve DBN in this. Because I think it's quite imperative that we try and support our small and medium enterprise businesses.
Yeah. Well, speaking of venture capitals, what role do you see for blended finance and development banks, as you mentioned, in supporting Namibia's infrastructure and capital needs? So especially for small businesses.
Yes, I think infrastructural development is crucial. Mm. It plays a major role in economic development. It plays a very important role as well in the gross domestic product. It's also very imperative as well that we support and we look at ways and means of growing the economy. We are heavily reliant on imports. Yeah. And I think it becomes crucial that we really establish a strong industrial base. So infrastructural development is very, very important. I think we must commend the government for subsidizing the education, tertiary education.
Yeah.
And in the long run, when you look at it from, you know, from an objective point of view, it will then be able to facilitate skills development that are necessary for the building of our industry and also for really shortening that skills gap and ensuring that local Namibian citizens are empowered not just to, you know, to start their own ventures, but to play a critical role as well in the economic growth of the country. And it also creates jobs as well.
Yeah. Yeah, so definitely. So the other a key theme at the summit is the digital transformation. What are the main opportunities or risk for Namibia as it seeks to digitize its economy and trade system?
Well, firstly, I just want to add this point before I answer your question.
Yeah.
We are entering an interesting era of artificial intelligence. Mm. We are entering the fourth and the fifth revolution. And it also becomes critical that we need to also digitalize ourselves. We need to keep up with the latest trends.
Yeah.
And we have to ensure that we are able to compete as well at a global level. Now, in regards to digitalization and the risks and the opportunities, it brings us more connectivity, not just amongst ourselves as the Commonwealth Bloc, but with the global village as well.
Yeah.
The inherent risks are that if it is not managed properly, we will lag behind in terms of keeping up with the industrial, or rather the artificial intelligence and, you know, the technological advancements that are really happening at a rapid pace.
Yeah.
So it becomes very critical that we catch up with the rest of the world in terms of artificial intelligence, the fourth and the fifth revolution, because this is going to be critical. This is where the world is actually going.
Mm.
And it becomes imperative that we prioritize that.
Yeah. I mean, you mentioned that it has to be managed properly. We not long time ago we launched the I can simplify just that we launched the AI strategy, but this is not a law. This hasn't become a law. How difficult is to operate in an environment where there's no a law actually that govern or regulate this?
It's extremely difficult and challenging because, like you say, there's no legislation to give right for this. This is why I mentioned it's important that the government prioritizes this. This makes it extremely difficult. It also makes it very unattractive as well for investors to come into the country because we do not have a law that is guiding us as to how we are going to work with this industrial or this artificial intelligence revolution that we're entering. So the government has to prioritize it. They have to look at it at a more critical level and see how it develops the overall economic development of the country. So it would most definitely be a deterrent for foreign investors and businesses that actually want to invest in Namibia.
Yeah. So in comparing now to, because in the Commonwealth, we have other countries that are well-developed, a developed country. So... Yeah. Is this an opportunity where within network where we can be able to share that, or is it also a problem where, you know, some countries that are developing countries actually left far behind and find it difficult to catch up?
This is where the crux of the matter is. The Commonwealth is a... It's got member states. Some are economically more developed than the others.
Yeah.
And implementation tends to become quite difficult because you find those countries which are more or less economically developed tend to lag behind in certain policy-making decisions and in certain aims that the Commonwealth is trying to achieve. But... The advantage of this, or rather the good side of it, the other side of the coin, is that we can synergize with the more economically developed countries.
Yeah.
And the Commonwealth Bloc is an institution that can actually use that to its advantage because you have these member states that are joined together by a common shared values and interests and also colonial history.
Yeah.
And we can utilize that to then work together. But it also requires initiative, and it also requires extreme support of those countries that are more economically developed to play a crucial role. We also have to look at the Commonwealth as well in terms of its own autonomy in regards to also the foreign policy of the British government as well. And this tends to be a bit of a challenge because now we have to look at the foreign policy of each state that the British government is currently having and how this will also impact the overall development and the progress of the Commonwealth.
Yeah. So earlier on, you mentioned geopolitical tensions what is happening in the world right now. So now with global trade facing these challenges like geopolitical uncertainty, supply chain pressures, how can Namibia and maybe the wider Commonwealth build more resilient economies?
Well, this is an opportunity because we have a Commonwealth Bloc that is united, a Commonwealth Bloc that seems to be having similar aims, and this can act as a buffer.
Yeah.
If we create strong economic zones amongst ourselves, however, it's also a bit of a challenge because each state is also looking at its own interests. You look at the last 20 years, for instance, with African states within the Commonwealth Bloc. They have been trading specifically and having foreign direct investments with China. and some EU states. And China now as well has made, a very strategic move in cutting tariffs for Africa. Now, the Commonwealth has to find ways and means now to see how it can benefit as well in regards to this. But they have to then work with the African Free Trade Agreement and see how they can then work on a tariff policy that is beneficial to Commonwealth states.
Yeah. So, I mean, the other thing is that the in a meeting like this, sometimes tend to become where people just give in dialogues and speeches rather than really practical ideas being, come out and being able to be implemented. So now, from following these meetings, are there any concrete outcomes? Or agreements so far that have emerged from this meeting that maybe directly would impact Namibia's economy?
Well, we'll have to wait and see. My viewpoint on this is that, like you said, we need pragmatic and practical results.
Yeah.
As I stated, we need to be result-oriented because situations are changing very quickly, economically and geopolitically. For Namibia, Namibia is positioned in a very strategic place, and it can act as a bridge to the AU and the Commonwealth. I think it also becomes quite imperative that it does not turn into another talk shop, which is what a lot of critics have viewed the Commonwealth as.
Yeah.
So the outcome of the summit has to really produce practical and pragmatic results that can be seen and can be visible. The Commonwealth has been an organization which has been there since for quite a very long time. And it has not really made any significant impact that one can actually commend it for. You know, of course, we do have the cultural and the sporting ties, you know, the Commonwealth Games, scholarships and all.
Yeah.
But from a real economic point of view, it has quite kind of lacked. And China has actually seen this weakness and has actually capitalized on that.
Yeah.
So, you know, the Vision 2030 for I think it's £2 trillion. It's very ambitious. It's only 5 years until that $2 trillion should be actualized. But is it doable? It is doable. But it is going to require a lot of work. It's going to require a lot of pragmatism. It's also going to require the Commonwealth to really try and find ways and means to work with each member state, but also look at the interests of each member state and how it can synergize itself.
Yeah.
With each member state, including Namibia.
Yeah, no, it's just the point that you're making there. It's only when it comes to sport that most of us are able to recognize something that is actually as a Commonwealth, you know, game and when it's come to sport. But when it comes to trade and economic activities, there hasn't been anything. There has could have been many things that are happening without really us being put in a public discourse. But you know, there hasn't been much happening really in terms of trading. As something deliberate, maybe like when you have now China Africa Forum and things like that, you know.
Yes, yes.
So there hasn't been something specific with a Commonwealth network that one can refer to in terms of economic and trade.
Yes, and this is what the critics are saying, that the Commonwealth is viewed as a mere talk shop.
And this is
the point that I'm raising, that this has to be about pragmatism and really practical. We need to see something significant coming out of this business summit.
We
need to find strategic things that we can work with amongst ourselves as the Commonwealth members. But it also has to be done quite swiftly, because the geopolitics and the economics are changing very quickly. I think we can all see with the inauguration of President Donald Trump and the policies that his administration has made in the last 6 months. It is becoming quite critical that the next 4 years, the Commonwealth bloc is able to buffer itself from from situations that might ultimately really be deterrent to economic growth for Commonwealth states, and especially for Africa, due to the fact that we are more lagging behind economically and socially as well. Like we've mentioned, you have the Commonwealth Games, you have the cultural exchange programs. Those have been beneficial, but it's now time for the Commonwealth to really step up on the economic front.
So as Namibia now seek more global and regional trade, what are the things that we need to watch out? What are the risks Namibia should, watch out?
Well, firstly, I want to talk about the economy. We are heavily reliant on imports. We are heavily reliant on South Africa. South Africa right now is also facing its own economic challenges. It's also dealing with its own foreign and domestic issues. I'm sure you're very much aware that there was a proposed tax increase of about 0.5%, which obviously was stopped. That would have actually affected us as well. That's the first thing. The second thing is that it's becoming very critical that we become a very self-sufficient country. We need to develop a secondary industrial base. We have been positioned now in a strategic situation where we have all these mega projects that are coming up. And if we capitalize on this and we allow ourselves to get good foreign direct investments, and we strategize and work with partners that are willing to see the overall growth and development of the country, and then Namibia will most definitely move forward in a very positive trajectory. We have the potential, and I believe that we have the capacity as well to take this country to much greater heights. So I would really urge the government to really start looking in terms of industrial development, start focusing on entrepreneurship, infrastructural development, and I think in terms of education, that should be very much commended. But also we need to focus on STEM skills. So I think science, technology, engineering, mathematics are very crucial so that we can then close that skills gap and have more local Namibians, the citizens themselves, being able to be put in very critical positions and be able to run the economy.
Yeah. And probably finally, what advice do you have for Namibia entrepreneurs and young people actually who are looking to benefit from these new economic opportunities?
I think with the youth, to start off with, I think it's very important that they play a very participatory role in these kinds of summits. It's important that we involve them in these summits. It's important that they get that exposure. It's also very important that the youth as well prioritize STEM skills.
Yeah.
I think that's very important. I also want to urge the youth as well that it's very, very important that they look into entrepreneurship as well. I don't want, just to add, and I also don't want to get too long on this, but a case study was done in the 1960s and 70s in Europe when they were now facing high levels of employment. and they were trying to find ways and means to reduce employment.
Yeah.
And it was discovered that entrepreneurship is actually the best way to lower employment, because not only are people creating jobs for themselves, but they're also contributing to the national fiscus.
Yeah.
So I think that's very, very important. For SMEs, this is the opportunity to really tap into the opportunities that come with these kinds of summits. This is the first summit being hosted in Africa. So we are making history here as Namibia.
Yeah.
And it becomes very imperative that SMEs are also involved as well, play some significant role and participatory role in the summit. And also we are able to capture and get exposure and capitalize on these kinds of summits, because we have different states within the Commonwealth, you know, which we can then find business opportunities and also receive investments and also work on bilateral trade.
Yeah. Well, anything else that you deem to be important for our listeners to know about?
Well, I think in conclusion, Namibia is really positioned at a very strategic place. I think the fact that we are the first country in Africa to be hosting this business summit tells you that we are bringing quite a lot to the table. The world is watching us. Definitely the Commonwealth has taken an active interest in our affairs. And it now becomes imperative that we capitalize on this and we find ways and means to grow our economy, but also to play a big and a leading role, not just in SADC, but also in Africa and in the world as well.
Yeah. Mr. Nobanda, thanks for making time to talk to our listeners and really digest the dynamic this summit brings, especially for Namibia and as a Namibia to seize investment opportunities for our economy as well. So thank you for coming through and for making time for our listeners.
Thank you very much, and a good day to you all, the listeners, and yourself.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right, there's was Mr. Nobanda, Lifa Nobanda, giving us digesting a little bit of the importance and the significance of this Commonwealth summit, which is actually ending today. It will be ending today. It's because from the 18th up to the 20th, it's ending today. So yeah, you're most welcome, to come through and probably react to this or just add your own opinion and contribution on what we have discussed so far or any other critic or opinion, of a meeting like this. So our telephone number 08333-66091, 08333-66091. So I will open up my line now.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff. Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye. The eye.
Great news. Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Omudia, with the Kirokaguna, E. Matina, Omjo. Chicago Shafatana, Nana, Longishifa, Yai, Shuita Moshiwana, E. Moyao, Otaingo Samweni, Anagashifa, Yanamibia, Ombidom Banawa, Orangika. Faithanina, Omeguro, Nidanitoma, Yue, Yongishifa, Yokupira, Mo, Eagle FM Media House. Ngoe 20 team, Meha, Ukakombanga Nina. Kara omkwashi pareki uimepo yomo programa detu. Moambo dengira selma onara hitatu imwe. Datu ndatu heari hamano tano o liyaji. Eagle FM, the eye.
All right. A very good morning to you if you're just actually getting, if you're just tuning in. You are tuning to Unpacking the Day on Eagle FM. And our time is about 40 minutes past the hour of 8. And this program goes up to 9:30 this morning. So, all right. So, welcome. And if you are listening, so probably you have your own opinion or your own contribution that you would like to make. I have opened up the line now. So, you may come through and have your contribution. Our telephone number again, it's from the Ondango studio, 08-333-66-091. So that's the number, you can, call to come through and have your contribution on the topics that we just actually covered. So we're looking at what are the benefits, what are economic benefits, actually this hosting the Commonwealth Business Summit and trade ministers meeting. What does it bring to Namibia? That's something that we have actually looked at. We talked about. We also looked at the opportunities that would bring actually to Namibia and the African countries. Yeah. So, and also challenges. Sometimes we find, we also look at some challenges of investors normally face, and when entering, the Namibian market. And, and he mentioned that bureaucratic, red tape. That's one of the problems. Other thing is also whole question of infrastructures, you know, and. So those are some of the points that he made, that Mr. Lifa made. So what is your take? And we also spoke about the importance of SME and women entrepreneurs, which is actually a focus, of the meeting, in terms of driving this group, should drive the economic growth. Yeah. And be the central, to our economic agenda. So, yeah. And, what else? A couple of things that we talked about. Do come through. We talk about digital transformation that we may actually, you know, lag behind if we are not investing in this. And, we need to digitize our economy and trade systems. Yeah. So, there are a couple of, there are quite a bit other
Other issues that we also highlight through our discussion as well, including also challenges like geopolitical, and also supply chain pressures. Yeah, and yeah, what is your contribution? What do you have to say? So our telephone number again, 08333-66091, 08333-66091. So we continue from after this.
Great news. Impa just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Impa? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Impa has to offer at an unbeatable price. Impa, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the only person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Well, welcome to Eagle FM, the eye, and you are tuning into Unpacking the Day. So I just have a discussion with Mr. Lifa Nobanda. Mr. Lifa Nobanda, one of the economists in the country, giving us a download of the significance of this meeting, of this summit that is taking place, that's ending actually today, has been taking place in the capital. So, yeah, what is your reaction? You're most welcome to come through, and let me go back to come through anytime, if you want to comment and have your contribution on that topic, you can come in anytime. So, and as I said, our telephone number in the studio in Ondangwa is 08333-66091. So you're most welcome to come through. I want to go back, to one of the articles that is in today's edition of the Villager of the Villager. So we're talking about the AI and countries with strategies that are positioning themselves to grab the piece of the pie. Okay, and we talked about Nigeria building an AI research hub or research center, and Kenya also cutting healthcare costs, Ghana helping farmers. So, and so the article talks about, if Namibia stays silent, so we might end up importing expensive technology, while our own innovators struggle without support. So jobs, growth, solution to our problems, they could all actually slip away. So, yeah. So, and when we talk about this, it is not just about actually the money. It's not just about the money. I think education is, as we are just talking now with Mr. Lifa, so education is the big issue here. So education is the big issue here. And the N. Rupesh points out that our schools, for example, our school are not teaching AI. So we're not there yet. Teachers are not trained to teach it. And that's not happening by accident. It's because there's no national policy pushing for it. So we don't have a national policy, policy, not policy. Oh, it's difficult being a Kwanyama, you know? So, so it's because there's no national policy, you know, police, pushing. Now it's playing on my mind now, you know, policy pushing, for it, you know? Yeah. So, yeah, just imagine this. Just imagine a kid in Kenya are learning to code, in primary school. In primary school, they are learning to. In Nigeria, universities are opening, AI centers. And meanwhile, our kids are missing out on the skills that could define, really. These are skills that could define, you know, our future job market. So, and also the, and Rupesh set it up, you know, says that it's up to the Ministry of Education and the Ministry of ICT, to work together. But right now, as we speak, the collaboration is nowhere to be seen. It's absolutely nowhere to be seen. And also, let's not ignore the ethical side, you know, the ethical side, of the AI. The AI can do amazing things. As we know, it can do amazing things, but it can also mess up if it's not, guided properly. So if it's not guided properly, it can also mess up. In South Africa, impersonation fraud, using AI, spiked, you know, increases, you know, 356% in 1 year. So you need to have some kind of properly guided, and you need to have that, you need to have the policy that are actually pushing for it. So, yeah. And the other things, deep fakes caused chaos in Nigeria in 2023 elections. So, without a strategy, Namibia is wide open to this risk. We are wide open to this risk. Think about bias algorithm, privacy, breaches, and tech that doesn't serve our communities. So it's very crucial that we have a policy that actually guide the use of AI in Namibia. So yeah, and now I don't want to sound I don't want to sound all doom and gloom, because there is hope here. Okay? Namibia got potential. We have got potential. And the National Commission on Research, Science and Technology, the NCRST, is holding workshops. The other times when it's holding workshop, trying to spark ideas. So there is hope, and the UNESCO Southern Africa Sub-Region Forum on AI in 2022 happened right here in Windhoek, right here in Namibia, in Windhoek, pushing for ethical AI use. So there's a lot, and Namibia's new national AI strategy we have launched in 2025. Well, this is a step, you know, forward. Yeah, focusing on on healthcare, education, agriculture, and mining. So, yeah, but in terms of the AI strategy, national AI strategy is not public yet. We need more than promises. So we need action. We need clear rules, funding, training, you know, data collection that reflect our Namibia. So those are the things that we need. So, yeah. So what can we do? So, yeah, as I said, this is an article in today's edition of The Villager. So we just, you know, going through, I'm just taking it a little bit deeper, on some of the issues that are highlighted in the article. So we need to get loud. I think what can we do? We need to get loud about this. That's why I, you know, we have it in the villages. That's why we're talking about it here. So we need to get loud about this. Business, startups, schools, you know, everyone got to push for a clear AI strategy. So we need the government to step up, not just with workshop, but with roadmap that says, here is how we are, you know, training teachers. Here is how we're building database sets, and supporting startups. So those, we need these guidelines. We need this to be, a policy. So, and we need collaboration, government, private sectors, you know, universities, we should all be on the same page, and we need to think local. So we need to think local. Why can't we have the AI speaks, you know, AI that speaks Oshwambo, that speaks Damaranama, that speaks Rukwangari or Silozi or whatever the case may be? Why? Eh? Why can't we have AI that understand our health challenge? Eh? So why can't we have health AI that actually helps our farmers? I think innovators, this is what we're looking at. So we have, say for it, we have Zulus, we have Swahilis, we have languages when some people actually do Google search, they actually do it in their own language. Like you do it in Afrikaans, you do it in Zulu, you do it in Swahili. So why can't we develop, why can't we develop to that level? That if I'm doing Google search, I'm just doing it in Oshwambo or doing it in my local vernacular language. Where are we? So that's what we're talking about. So this is our future. So no, AI is, so sometimes, you know, sometimes we just think that this is something for, you know, tech geeks, those guys that are, you know, all the thing is about, it's about this kind of stuff. So this is for all of us. It's about better healthcare. It's about stronger schools. It's about thriving business. So that's what this is all about. So, and if we don't act, we will be left consuming someone else's technology while our own potential, just gather dust, you know? So as I said, why can't we have this in our vernacular language? Why can't we have, you know, why can't I do a Google search in Oshwambo? So let's talk about it. Okay. You may call in as well and share your thoughts. Why can't I do Google search in Oshwambo? Why don't we develop that? All right. So what do you want? Eh? What do you want, Namibia? So AI future. What do you want AI future look like? Okay. In Namibia, the line is open. So you may come through as well. So my question, why can't I do a Google search in Oshiwambo. So these are innovators, and the AI geek, the tech geeks that we, those people who are soft engineers, you know, where are you? Because we're just consuming a technology that's actually coming from that most of app. How many even app that are developed in Namibia? How many of them? Yeah, that are more, you know, the data set is, it's reflect our environment. It reflect our understanding, our language, our thinking, Namibian thinking, way of thinking, the way we speak and all that. So because you sometimes then ask ChatGPT something, so the language that is used is completely foreign. You know, or things that you're referring to is actually have nothing to do with your country or with the way, with your environment, with your setting. So, yeah. So we need to definitely to step up so that we can also get into the game, and because this is actually a game changer. So. 08333-66091. It is Friday, yeah? It is Friday. Forget that it's a Friday. So Friday is always slow for some people. Not slow, actually, in terms of slow. It's just that, you know, why should I bother? You know, that kind of attitude on Friday. So do come through and have your conference and have a conversation. 08333-66091. So, yeah, our time is about 1 minute past nine, and you are tuned into Unpacking the Day on Eagle FM.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Great news. Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
A very good morning to you. And if you're just joining us, you know, welcome. And I'm trying to call my friends that get paid on the 20th. And their phone are engaged. I don't know. All right. So, and actually I'm trying to call up my, you know, the usual callers, the Mandumes, and then they are Mandumes. So the Mandumes and the Anonymous, and yeah. So they are also, their phone are also engaged. It's Friday and the 20th. All right. So good morning to you. Welcome to Eagle FM. Welcome to Unpacking the Day. So, yeah. See, another very interesting story is in our today's edition of the Villager is the, it's about sub-Saharan Africa, a recorded FDI a retreat, actually, you know. It is in the Villager, but it's also a report, a recent World Bank report, the Global Economic Prospect from June 2025. And it's also, as I said, it's also in our today's edition of the Villager by Sean Uysep. So this report dropped some serious stats about how little foreign investment is flowing into our region. And I'm talking about the sub-Saharan region, sub-Saharan Africa, compared to the other region in the world. So let's look at it. We still have enough time, and you still have time to come through. We have covered a couple of stuff now. You're most welcome to come through and have your share and have your contribution. So telephone number 08333-66091. 08333-66091. So let's break it down. Let's break down the article, figure out what it means and why it matters right here in Namibia. So now, all right. The sub-Saharan Africa, our region, is only getting about 5% of the world foreign direct investment. We're only getting about 5%. So if that's actually a scraps compared to places like East Asia and or Latin America. So it's like what I said, it's crumbs, you know, it's like things that, you know, falling from the table of the masters, you know. Yeah. So the World Bank says that between 2021, between 2012 and 2023, our region got the least foreign investment of all developing areas. So we are the one who got the least foreign investment in comparing to other developing areas. So in 2023 alone, emerging market like ours got just about 435 billion in FDI. So the lowest since 2005. So back in 2008, it was almost double that. So what is going on? And what is wrong? What is going on? What is going wrong? So maybe that's a question we ask. What is going wrong? Why aren't investors knocking on Africa's door? Why are they not knocking on Africa's door? And more importantly, Namibian's door. Namibia's door. So why? So the... Yeah, let's unpack this. The report actually points to a few big issues. All right. It points to a few big issues. One is the rising trade barriers. Okay. Weak global integration and investor uncertainty. You know, rising trade barriers, weak global integration and investors answered, the reasons why, you know, I'm not an economist. They have always this, you know. So what does this mean? In a simple term, it means it's harder for countries to trade with each other. So that's one of the big issues. It's harder for countries to trade with each other. So the weak global integration, the world's economies are not as connected as they used to be. So they are not connected as they used to be. And let's get the one who is knocking on the door. Good morning.
It
is Friday.
Good
morning, man.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, you're on air.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm fine, and yourself?
My day is not for everyone. Very confused, selected people.
Yeah.
Yeah, so for us, it's Friday or Monday, Blue Monday, or whatever. It's still the same thing.
Every day is blue.
Every day is blue.
That's not good.
Now,
you know?
So now I don't know what is it that really prevents us from doing those TikTok or whatever in our own vernacular language.
Yeah.
Is it us to knock on their door to present our needs?
But
or is it, since we have already created the environment, the neighboring environment for them to do that, maybe for us we also need to go there and say, yes, this is what we need.
This is our engineers, software engineers, software engineers that are graduating in our universities or wherever they graduate. Shouldn't we be able to do that? You know?
They should. They should be able to create some of those software to do that. But I don't just understand why somebody was asking one of my bosses, say, oh, my son has studied this software engineer.
Yeah.
Now, and all what, and I was asking, these IT people that are coming from these institutions, is it just to repair the computer? When the computer is not functioning, they repair or whatever. But so that's where they end. So, but there are those who are trained to develop those software.
Yeah, like most of the apps that we are downloading, so many apps that we are downloading for different things. Why don't we have those that are done by our own Namibian and more addressing or more the data set is actually understand how we think and our context?
Huh? I think we need to start questioning ourselves for why is it not done. Maybe if they need some other upgrading or some other training, then we can perhaps say you have this technical exchange.
Like a Zulu person can Google search the worldwide internet in Zulu.
Why can't we emulate those ones?
Yeah. And it becomes easier when even for student now for when you search something you search it in your own language, you will understand it better, you know, because you know you're searching it in your own language, you know. Oh, man.
No, you see, and if you cannot develop anything, if you don't know the some of these concepts in your language, development concept and all these other things.
Exactly.
So now you are now trying to now convert some of these things into English, and you don't even know whether it's appropriate or relevant. But first of all, you should start from our own indigenous language.
Yeah.
Then if you know how to say eh or mea, then you know how to do that thing. So many of these things we are just now trying to translate them in the language we do not understand. And now we try to use the English we don't even understand. And now our language, we can't even. So I think something need to be done. So maybe we should be able to knock on the investor's door and say, yes, here we are.
Yeah.
The environment is peaceful. So this is the money that is there. These are the people that can be trained. Maybe something like that. Artificial intelligence, the way it sounds very threatening. But apparently, it's not that much complicated.
No, it's a tool. It's a tool that if we don't adapt it and really get, we were left behind. We were left behind, you know, because the world is not going to wait in for you. You know?
So I think maybe this destabilization that you are creating now, maybe there could be people who are now awakening and say, oh, so we can go this other way, we can go this other way. Because it looks threatening, but apparently it's just a tool that you can apply.
Yeah.
You know, this thing, and it's not so complicated. So maybe we just need the engineer, and maybe let's see what is it that they are doing.
Yeah.
In NAS and many of those colleges.
Let's have quickly a break, né? For commercial break quickly, and we can continue.
Okay.
June 7 Adventure Tours is offering an exclusive 20% discount for all local Namibians for the month of June and July. Get ready for an unforgettable quad biking and sandboarding adventure in the dunes. Parents, please bring the children to come and have fun on 20% discounted prices this coming June and July month. For more information, contact 081-624-9665.
All right.
Okay. Yes, yes. I think I'm just concluding since that topic is beyond my understanding.
Yeah.
So, but what I'm saying is that I think it's something durable. It can be done. How to do it now, when, and things like that, maybe those are critical questions that we need to. And then since we have got people around who can be trained. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe talk to those people at university and the institution that... When you are producing these people, are you producing them capable to produce, to create some software that can be used in these areas? Maybe they will tell us. Find out from that doctor who? The one that you... Sindano. Is it Sindano? Dr. Sindano, you had him last week.
Yeah, yeah, Dr. Sindano.
Well, I think we may have an understanding on those issues.
Yeah.
So that we can perhaps capitalize on those ones.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you. All the best.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. Yeah.
The same to you.
All right. Our time is about 16 minutes past the hour of 9. And there are a couple of stuff. If you're just joining us, you should be starting with us at 7:30. Not even 7:30. Start with us at 6 o'clock, with the early morning scoop. And even I also invite you if there are certain things that you want to react to, from the early morning scoop, you're most welcome. So do come through as well and, have your comment or your opinion or perspective on some of the things that we have covered early in the morning. So you're most welcome as well on this program. So yeah, we're looking at the FDI in sub-Saharan Africa. That's actually twinkling. It's a region that has compared to other regions that have, for some times now have been, neglected, if you can put it that way, when it comes to FDI. So, and I was just saying, you know, I was just putting this into a simple English that, that is, there's some of the reasons that because it's harder for countries to trade with each other, the world economies. I'm sorry. So the world's economies are not as connected as they used to be. And investors are nervous. You know, we're talking about investors' uncertainty. They are nervous about putting their money in places that seem risky, you know. So, and add to that the sub-Saharan Africa struggle with things like skill shortage. We're also talking about that with Mr. Lifa. Mr. Lifa in the conversation earlier, you know, shake infrastructure. Those are the things that he mentioned as well.
and governance that sometimes scares investors away. So these are some of the reasons why, you know. And now let's bring it home. Let's bring it to home now. So why should you, you know, you listening from, you know, you're listening from Swakop, from Windhoek, from right here in Ondangwa. So why do you care about this? Why should you care about this? Because the reason why you should care about this is because the foreign direct investments can change lives. You know, it can change lives. When a foreign company built a factory in Katima Muliro, it means job for our youth, for example. So when they invest in our ports, it means better trade for our farmers and our businesses. So, but if we're only getting 5% of the global pie, of that pie, we're only getting about 5%, we are missing out on those opportunities. That's why I say this is, it's important. It's matter, for you. Now, first, let's talk about why investor might be, side-eyeing us. You know, they don't look at us. You know, it's like, you know, you see some group of people and, you know, that you like and you side-eyeing someone, you know, I don't want to even look at her. Yeah. So the World Bank says we need better human capital. So as I said, this is it's a story we covered in today's edition of The Villager. So please do subscribe and be able to get into details of the story. So in Namibia, we have got young, vibrant population. But unemployment is really higher, sitting at around 46.1 according to recent stats. So for the youth, so many of our youth lack the technical skills that those big investors actually want. We lack that. Now, for example, if you have a German company. A German company wants to build. Okay, let's say want to build a green plant here. They need engineers. They need technical. They need technicians. They need trained workers. If they just want to do a green plant, a green energy plant, they need engineers, technicians, and trained workers. So, if we can't provide that. So they will take their money to Brazil or to India instead. So those are very important. We need to build a skilled, technical skilled workforce that we need to start to do. And also, as I said, Mr. Lifa also mentioned STEM. We need to make sure that we focus on science and technology, you know, subject. So, and then there is, he also mentioned this, but it's also part of the article. So there is infrastructure. Then there is infrastructure. Namibia has got some solid roads. We have some really solid roads and ports compared to other African countries. So, but we get gaps. We also got gaps. You know, yeah, power outage still hit us hard. Ask any small business owners in Rundu how the higher cost of electricity messes with their hustles, you know. So the investors hate uncertainty. They hate uncertainty. If they can't rely on steady electricity or fast internet, they will look elsewhere. And that's why we have FDI. Well, that's why we have investment concentrated on bigger towns like Windhoek, Wavish Bay, and, you know, and Swakopmund.
It's because that's where you have these facilities, where you have infrastructure available, and that leave behind rural areas. Who would like to go to, you know, to, you know, to Ondobe when there's no electricity? So, and the other thing, let's not forget the governance issue. Let's not dodge that, the governance issue, corruption scandals. So, like the fish rod saga. Now, the fish rod saga, don't just make headlines. They're not just making headlines, but they scare off investors. When people hear about a million disappearing, so when they hear about million disappearing, so they wonder if their investment will save. They wonder if their investment will be safe. So transparency and strong institution are like a neon saying, come invest here. But right now, our signs actually are, I think, are flickering a bit. They are not really saying, come invest here. They are flickering. So it's those are some of issues, but it is not all doom and gloom. So the World Bank got ideas. They got ideas, and some of them are already in motion here. So they are pushing for regional integration through things, like the African Continental Free Trade Areas. So, and some of these are, you know, are really game changer. If we talked about this also with Mr. Lifa. So if they were being implemented, so. Because you are like, you like African trade, you know, when you talk about the African Continental Free Trade Area. So that's like a giant marketplace where African countries can trade with each others more easily. But is that happening? On a very slow pace. For Namibia and any African country, this could mean selling more for us could mean selling more beef, selling more fish, you know, our uranium to neighbors like Nigeria or Kenya, without that US crazy, you know, tariff. You know, so that makes us more attractive to investors who want access to bigger market. So how do we fix this, you know? How do we fix this, dear listeners? Well, the World Bank got three steps, okay? The World Bank has got three-step plan, and I'm going to break it down for you. So step one, get the basic right. So the step one is get the basic right. That means stable money policies. You know, yesterday we were talking about money laundering and all that, have policies that actually, you know, that protect that, that actually deal with that, clear rules for business and better roads, better schools, better power energy. So first, get the basic right. So in Namibia, we are seeing some moves, you know, we are seeing really some moves. The government has been pushing green hydrogen projects like the one in Tsau Kaip National Park, which could bring billions. It could bring brings, but we need to make sure this project create local jobs, not just actually foreign profit, you know. So the step two, make FDI work for us. So that's make it work for us. So it's not enough to just get the money. We don't just need to get the money. We need to connect foreign business with our local ones. So imagine a Chinese company building a solar farm in Carlsberg. Okay? But they are building materials from Namibia suppliers. So suppliers and training our workers, if they are building material, they are building materials are from Namibia suppliers and training our workers. So that's how we grow our own economy. So right now, too many foreign projects in Africa bring their own workers, their own materials, and leaving locals on the sidelines. So make FDI work for us. And step three, according to now the World Bank, work together globally. Work together. I'm simplifying it. Work together globally. So Namibia is already part of the Africa Continental Free Trade Area. So, but we need to push harder to make it work. We also need to team up with other countries to create a fair rule-based system for investment. So no one's gonna invest if they think the rule change every election, you know? So, our economy leans harder on mining, uranium, diamond, you name it. So, but mining alone won't cut it. It won't cut it. So, investor want diversity. So, green hydrogen is a big hope with project aiming to make us a clean energy center or hump. So, but we have got to sort out. We also have to got certain things to sort out. Also, land issues. So, like the dispute slowing down some of the deals. So, and we need to scale up our people faster. We need really to scale up our people very, very, very faster. So, another angle is tourism. Namibia got Etosha, you know, Source Flay, Skeleton Coast. You know, these are natural gold that we have. So, but we need to better. So in terms of that, that's why is it, you know, we need to better our airport, hotels and marketing to pull in for more foreign cash. So if you play it right, South Korean investors, why a South Korean, you know, a South Korean investors, a London investors or whatever, you know, may build a 5-star lodge in Okakarara, you know, creating job for locals. So, all right, Namibia. All right, my dear listeners. So this FDI drought is a wake-up call, and we cannot just sit back and hope investors find us. So we have got to make Namibia irresistible. We have to make Namibia irresistible. Better school, reliable power, clear governance, and loud voice in Africa, continental free trade area. So if we don't, so we risk falling further behind, while countries like China and Brazil, you know, eat our lunch. So, but I'm hopeful. We have got the land, the resources, the spirit actually to turn this around. So let's demand accountability from our leaders, support our local businesses, and scale up the future. So together, we can make Namibia a magnet for investment and a model for Africa. So that's actually bring us to the end of our episode of Unpacking the Day. So thanks for those coming through today, and well, I wish you a great listening for the programs that is coming your way again. And coming up is Mind the Gap with Helmut, and for me, Mike Oshavedi, I wish you a great weekend ahead. Until tomorrow, when we meet again on Mind Matters at 11. So bye for me and goodbye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Omudia, with the Kirokaguna, E. Matina, Omjo. Chicago Shafasana, Nana, Longishifa, Yai, Shuika Moshiwana, E. Moyao, Otaingo Gotisamwene, Anagishifa, Yanamibia, Ombitom Banawa, Orangeka. Saitanina, Omeguro, Nidanitoma, Yue, Yongishifa, Yokupitramo, Eagle FM Media House. Way 23 Meha, Uka Kombanga Nina. Kara omkwashi paregi uimu po yo mo programa detu. Moambo, dengira selma, onara hita tuimu. Datunda tu, heari jamano tano, o aniaji. Eagle FM, the eye.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida, ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukurile. Oshafafana nongeshe faili mehola mo, iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka opone ushendi fenawa nukumuna oijamo ili nawa ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onora etatu imwe mbali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ileko berewa nora etatu natu bali o etatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past. Mm. And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Great news. Impa just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.